Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. So much going on at Stratford Perth Museum. My goodness, as we get into a fall and winter. Kelly McIntosh and Megan Patterson are here with Stratford Perth Museum with all of the details in studio. Good morning to both of you. Welcome.
Good morning, Jamie. It is so great to be here.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Okay, first off, we got another big event that's coming up this weekend, this Saturday. What's going on here?
So we have our Indigenous Art Market and Cultural Celebration. It opens up at 10 a.m. and closes at 4. We have about 20 to 40 vendors that are coming. And I just want to say it's not exclusively Indigenous. There's everybody's welcome. Everybody's available to come and apply. And they can just give us an email and we can enter them however they feel comfortable and wherever they'd like to be on site, indoors and outdoors, rain or shine.
And it looks like it's going to be a terrific weekend. So it's going to be great on Saturday. So it's definitely going to be outdoors as well. Again, tell us a little bit more about these Indigenous art markets. These have been very successful. And is this the fifth one from this year that's coming up?
This is the fifth one. So they're hosted twice a year, one in the spring and one in the fall. And thanks to our mentors, elders, and leaders of the community, they have brought their own community together. And it's about cross-cultural communication and about appreciating other people's culture and hopefully create a respectful dialogue.
Mm-hmm. So again, these have been so successful and it's another great opportunity. And as you mentioned, it's about creating that successful dialogue moving forward kind of thing.
Yes, and learning about not only your own heritage, because we want people to connect and network with their own heritage and other lifestyles, but we want also people to learn about others in an educational format and also in a celebratory sort of atmosphere.
All right, and what are the hours again on Saturday for this art market?
It's 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. We open right up, and the vendors will be there very early, which I may regret.
But it's going to be terrific, and as we mentioned, it looks like you got great weather for Saturday, and thanks so much for doing something like this, the Indigenous Art Market, the cultural celebration, if you will. It's a great thing.
Well, we hope people enjoy and discover new things and just have a lot of fun.
Yeah, because there's always interesting events, always something going on at Stratford Perth Museum. Kelly McIntosh is here, and Kelly, I got to say, you got the hip concert in. you got the hip concert in.
By hook or by crook, there was going to be a concert. It was actually, I was sitting on the players backstage with the back open with the band 15 minutes before it was supposed to start. And it was a torrential downpour.
Yeah,
and
no
I'd
kidding.
Just been out doing that Facebook Live.
Well, it was great.
We pulled it off.
Absolutely.
I love those guys. Great Canadian stories that band has.
And speaking of more stories, more get-togethers happening, we've got lots on the way. What would you like to spotlight?
Sure. Well, you know, we're bringing forward our large exhibit, our banner exhibit this year. We're really excited about it. It's called To Thine Own Self, and it is in partnership with the Stratford Festival Archives. And it looks at 10 really important and incredible moments in the history of the Stratford Festival where gender was explored in a risky and important way. So we have 10 costumes ranging from Martha Henry's Prospero to Shauna McKenna's Julius Caesar, Amaka Ume's Hamlet, Jonathan Goad when he played Titania in A Midsummer Night's Dream.
Okay.
Going right back to 1972 where Pat Galloway, a really beloved actor who was at the Stratford Festival for 30 seasons starting in the 1960s, played Lorenzo de' Medici. So we've got the costumes. We have the stories, which I think Megan can talk a little bit more about. But what's wonderful about this exhibit is I've taken my love of podcasting and recording.
Right.
And I've managed to grab interviews with many of these actors and designers and creators of the costumes. So you get to actually come into the museum and hear audio of Shauna McKenna and Johnny Goad and talking about what it felt like going out there playing Titania in front of a high school audience in Perth.
Right.
Right? So it's really an inviting and wonderful thing. We're having a soft launch on it's called To Thine Own Groove, a silent disco launch on September the 28th at 7 p.m.
Perfect.
And then we're going to have a sort of a proper exhibit launch later on in October with some of the actors and the community members involved in this history. So
yeah,
that's, we're excited.
And you had a conversation and a spotlight with Pat, did you not?
I sure
Yeah, that was fascinating reading about that. And Pat, you know, one of the great festival actors. It was so nice to see that.
Yeah, it was great going to the archives. They're such great partners. They pulled out all these wonderful interviews with Pat back in the day that I was able to read back to her, because what we have now is such tremendous perspective. And really, it was not a thing for a woman to play a man, never mind like in Stratford. So it was a wonderful kind of reflective time with Pat, and just amazing for me to get a chance to meet with her.
Oh, fantastic. And Megan, you want to speak to this in terms of what this is all going to look like for sure?
Well, it certainly culminates in local history, but we actually cover over 2,000 years of world history and how non-traditional casting has taken place as actually a tradition, ironically. So we look at how genders were used and how certain genders were banned from the stage at certain points, and then why other opportunities were explored in certain characters that maybe weren't always written for a specific gender, and then other adaptations that have taken place and inspirations because there is that crossover and perhaps a necessity for it.
Oh, wow.
Past history. So.
Okay, very good. Yeah. There you go. So the soft opening, let's remind folks, the soft opening is when?
It is on September the 28th, which is a Saturday, is that right?
Yes.
That's right, yeah.
At 7 p.m., and we've got Destination Stratford has provided these great headsets for a silent disco launch, and people can have a little sneak peek of the costumes and the audio when they come in as well.
Just please don't try to wear them.
Don't wear the costumes.
Yes.
Wear the headsets for the silent disco, but don't wear the costumes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Just
Oh, yes. So much going on with Stratford Perth Museum. And Kelly, you want to spotlight some more stuff that's coming up?
Sure. Just quickly, our two major fundraisers are coming up. Mm-hmm. The first one is the car tour, which is an exploration of history in Perth County. That's coming up on Sunday, October the 6th. And the day before is a Rock the Muse. Do you want to mention just a little bit about Rock the
Muse? That's going to be a big weekend.
The Cat Clyde? Yeah, it's a big weekend.
Yeah.
So Rock the Muse is actually organized by Johan Yunt and Ethan McCarroll, and they've put together 15 bands, including the headliner, Cat Clyde, and it's basically a music festival in one day. So there'll be food, there'll be music, there'll be partying, and I don't want to mention what else.
But great music and up-and-comings and new acts and maybe acts you're not familiar with, that sort of thing.
Yeah,
which is cool. And, of course, right at Stratford Perth Museum, Players Backstage, you got to love it. Fantastic. And then there's the car show, the car rally that weekend, too.
There's the car rally. And then the final thing coming up a bit later in the month is our annual Innkeepers Gala.
Yes.
On Saturday, October the 26th at the Arden Park. And we're this. You might like this, Jamie. Do you remember talking about Crailer Girls?
Yes.
The Here For Now production of 2021. Well, Dana Manning and myself and Stacey and Andy, the writers, we're developing it into a musical.
Oh, my.
So, yeah, it's amazing. Dana, since she saw the show, she just was like, that's a musical. I want to write it with you. So we're going to preview 4 songs and scenes from Crailer Girls the Musical at this year's Innkeepers.
Oh,
so there's never
gosh.
Been more reason to come to our gala, support the incredible community of the Stratford Perth Museum. It's such a unique and fun event. And you can get your tickets for all of these things by going to our website. Just click tickets and you'll see about 6 different events that can. Now, we should mention that the free events, though, the Tales and Trails launch as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Tales and Trails launch is on September 29th, and it's in collaboration with the Rotary Club of Stratford, and the leader of how we get these books is the Stratford Public Library. Thanks to them, they have brought 4 or 5 different books to our heritage trail, and people can go out and view it. And then we also have kind of a launch party in which we do different activities, self-directed activities, and learning opportunities for families and friends.
Wow, lots happening. Stratford Perth Museum, and you can go to their website. And again, the website is stratfordperthmuseum.ca.
You got it.
All right, and we'll share the links on our socials as well. Kelly McIntosh and Megan Patterson with Stratford Perth Museum. So much happening. We'll have to chat again soon.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jamie. It's great to be here.